We must not forget that this case involves a daily deprivation of the constitutional rights of tens of thousands of Californians, including the children of gay and lesbian couples. The right to marry is not an abstract principle any more than the same might be said about the right to vote, the right to speak, or the right to practice one's religion. Indeed, the United States Supreme Court has declared at least 14 times that the right to marry is a fundamental right, the most important relationship in life. And the California Supreme Court declared earlier that the denial of that right stigmatizes our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters as second-class citizens. Think about what that means. Every day, our fellow citizens are denied the most basic civil rights that their friends and neighbors freely enjoy. They and their most cherished relationships have been formally branded by their state as different, inferior, and unequal. That discrimination inflicts countless injuries every single day. It is a badge of inferiority that cannot be hidden or suspended while this litigation goes forward. It is a constant reminder, a daily reminder, that California regards some of its citizens as less equal than others.